know what time it is. Time to hang out
with Mr. Cool.
With Mr. Cooper. With Mr. Cooper. With Mr. Cooper.
Get the lady school.
From Mr. Cooper. From Mr. Cooper. From Mr. Cooper.
Hang with Mr. Cool.
With Mr. Cooper. With Mr. Cooper. With Mr. Cooper.
Get the lady school.
From Mr. Cooper. From Mr. Cooper.
Welcome to the Bit Scoop with Coop. I'm your host, Coop. Big shout out to everybody that's listening right now on Apple Podcasts or iTunes, iHeartRadio, Spotify, TuneIn Radio, Stitcher, or wherever you're listening to. Also, don't forget, if you want to see the video recording of this show, make sure you go to thebitscoopwithcoop.com where you can catch episodes from season one all the way now. Also, you can catch me on Facebook, facebook.com/thebitscoopwithcoop. Also on Instagram, IGTV, baby. You can catch me there at Big Scoop with Coop and on YouTube at The Bit Scoop with Coop. All right, people, enough about me. Today's guest, you have seen him on BET Family Business. You have seen him on the hit movie called Fall that's produced by Lionsgate. Ladies and gentlemen, Jasper Cole. Jasper has been in a lot of movies, a lot of television shows. I mean, he has a long career as an actor, doing big things. He's continuing to do big things. Make sure you go check out, once again, the movie Fall. You do want to see that movie. If you have not seen BET Family Business, make sure you catch up on for seasons 1 through 3. And also, season 4 is coming out September the 1st. We're going to kick it with Jasper. We will hear about his career, what he's got going on, and more. All right, people, sit back, relax, and enjoy this episode of The Bit Scoop with Coop. The one and the only Mr. Jasper Cole. Welcome to the show.
All right. Hey, buddy. How are you?
Hey, I'm good. I'm good. How's your day going so far?
Oh, it's good. I'm just lazy Friday in L.A. today.
That's what I'm talking about. That's what I'm talking about, man.
Yeah.
I'm glad that you're in a city and state that a lot of people wish they could be in right now.
So oh, I'm okay. Telling you. Well, a lot of people are leaving, so come on out, you know.
Trust me, I think it's enough space for me now. I definitely think it is. Yes, Jasper. Like I said, man, before you even start the show, I got to congratulate you ahead of time of the things that you have done, how your career is going. But ladies and gentlemen, I'm not going to talk about that. Jasper's going to talk about that. That's not even on me right now. But we're going to get into everything he's doing. We're going to talk a little bit of family business. We're going to talk about the movie Fall. We're going to be talking about a lot of stuff. But Jasper, for people that's been living under a rock, let's start from the beginning. When did you first realize that you wanted to become an actor?
Well, I grew up in Athens, Georgia, not too far from where you are, in a college town. I was the youngest of 4 boys. That's why my mom liked to cocktail occasionally. Now I understand why she did. But, being an actor wasn't anywhere in my vernacular. Like, I didn't even know what that was. But I did, from an early age, love movies and TV, especially, you know, I grew up in the 70s. So we're talking old school Norman Lear, you know, all the good times and One Day at a Time, all those sitcoms. So I always wanted to be an actor. I always say I was kind of a closeted thespian because for some reason, I didn't think it was probably a cool thing to do, but I was secretly wanting to like be in the theater department, but I was playing football, you know, that whole thing. I don't think we were woke enough back then to understand that I could have done both. But I from an early age, I just, everything showbiz, pop culture, celebrity, you know, thank God I ended up in this business. My parents were probably like, what the hell are you going to do with all your facts about entertainment tonight that no one cares about?
You can let them know it's going to be put to good use.
And yeah, now they're okay with it, I guess. But for many years, I'm sure they were like, you know, oh my God, what is he doing? It's a scary thing, you know. I came to LA I didn't know anyone. In 1987, I just sort of came here with a play I wrote. And boy, it's amazing what you do when you're in your early 20s, you know, that fearless kind of thing.
That's so true. That is so true. And you know what? And I got to stop you on right there. The early 20s compared to today's early 20s. People in their early 20s are doing things what us 40 and 50 year olds should be doing. I mean, like they jump out their mother's womb experienced already. And it's crazy.
I know. It's a weird dichotomy, right? On one hand, they are, and then the other hand, they're back in the basement. So it's a weird, I'm not judging either one, but you know, it's just a weird thing. Like it seems like, I don't know, I think I'm older than you, but our generation seemed to be, we just had to get out and go, you know, we just couldn't wait to fly the nest, and I don't know what the hell we were running to, but we just had to get out there. So I couldn't have done now what I did back then, because now I know how hard it really is. You know, when you're young, you thank God, you just kind of think, oh, you're full of hope and beginner's luck. You don't know the game yet. So it's all happy.
That's very true. Now, I will tell myself I am an 80s baby. I was born in 1980. So everybody's watching worldwide has been trying to figure out how old I am. You do the calculations. You will find it from there. So I agree with you. My generation also, you know, we was, hey, it's time to go. I want to explore. I want to experiment. And that's how we were also. So, yes, I love our generation, to be truthful. I do, Jasper. Yeah. That's your generation, my generation. We did things where today's generation probably be scared to step out to do. If they had to do it with the limited technology, quote unquote, that we had compared to today.
We drank out of the water hose, remember?
Oh, yes. That was the best water. You'd be outside playing all day. You turn that hose on.
We would leave the house in the summer at like 9 in the morning on our bicycles and come home to eat, go out again, and come back at dark.
Yes.
Just barefoot and didn't think twice about, you know, kidnappings or whatever's happening, you know.
You were so right. I mean, I had fun back in that time. I had fun when the streetlights came on. I did have to come in the house a little bit. But through the whole day was an adventure. Bikes, everything.
Everything.
Yes, I loved it. I loved it. Now, Jasper, we heard about how you started, what you've done. We talked about your youth and everything. I do have to ask you this, though. What type of hurdles did you go through to get to where you are today in your career?
Oh, yeah. It's interesting because I don't know at the time that I thought they were hurdles. You know, I had this weird thing. I moved here with a girlfriend of mine, and she constantly reminds me that I actually was dumb enough to say to her one time, you know, Becky, I want it to be as hard as hard as it can be, because then I'll really appreciate things, right? And the other day I said to her, why didn't you just knock me in the face and say, why can't it just be easy? You know, I thought I had to struggle, but honestly, I've had a pretty, I've had what I call my career's been a marathon, not a sprint. So it's been a long kind of steady thing for me. But before I first moved here, I had the survivor jobs. I ended up working at an ad agency for 4 years. I was the temp, the actor that was running the front desk, but I was using their mailroom and the phone and basically running my little acting career out of the front desk. And I would go get a guest spot and then I'd come back and, you know, they allowed me to do that. So then about in 1993, I think, I got my first big TV pilot, which back in the day, pilots were something you would shoot in hopes that it would get picked up. And I did 14 pilots in my career that never got picked up. I started thinking, wait, am I the common denominator?
Wow.
Yeah. But it's okay, because what it did is it allowed me to make money to just do acting full time. And theater was my great love. So when I first moved here, I did at least one or two plays a year while I was doing television and film and just slowly building it up. You know, I've been saying a lot lately about, I wish we would all say when I make it, like when I make it, because truthfully, we're all kind of making it. We're making it every day. We just don't realize it sometimes. We keep waiting that there's some pinnacle, I guess, that, and the more I work with, quote, famous people or really successful people, none of them really think they've made it yet. You know, they're still striving and they're all afraid that someone's going to tap them on the shoulder and say, you know, we figured it out. You're not really that talented. Time to go, buddy. There's a real insecurity in this business where no matter how, quote, successful we are, you're only as good as your last job to a lot of people.
That's true. That's very true. You know what, Jasper, and I want you, and I've said this to a lot of people in the past, especially this in the movie and television industry, and I want you to stop me if I'm lying. A lot of people, like you just said, you did 14 pilots, didn't get picked up. A lot of people that's successful, famous people feel like they haven't made it. But am I lying about this, Jasper? 100 no's equals one yes in this industry.
Exactly. And it's also every time we work, that's the success. You know, I've shot so many projects that never see the light of day. And I quit measuring it by that. I measure it by in the moment, the work I did, who I worked with, the connections I made. But you know, it just kind of comes with age also. You have to just sort of be in it for so long that you wake up one day and realize, oh, I actually have a body of work. So I never feel like I'm competing with, I have a group of buddies, you know, we all sort of are up for the same parts and any of us can do the part. It's just a matter of, do they want Jasper's long hair today? Or do they want Andy's red hair? You know, you get to a point where you've worked enough that you're not competing with other people. You're just kind of grateful to, I mean, when I got on this bad guy list about when I turned 40, so about 18, 20 years ago, I finally got in this lane of which I could have never foreseen because I moved to LA thinking I was going to be a stand-up comedian, a sitcom star. Comedy was my thing. And tell God your plans, right? And then I'm playing now. I play the vicious, bad, creepy, homeless drug addict guys, which is so not me, which is hilarious, but makes it so much fun to do because it's kind of boring when you play parts that are just kind of like yourself.
Wow. You know what, Jasper? That's deep what you just said. That's really deep in many ways. Playing parts of yourself is boring because it's like you're reliving your life to a certain extent, regardless of what you do in your career or what you've done in the past. Yeah, you're right about that. That's deep, man.
Oh, well, you know, it's funny because people, a lot of us bad guy actors, we're all really nice guys. The funny thing is some of the leading guys are the real a-holes. Mm-hmm. But the character actors, we're all pretty chill and we all really support each other, but it's, you know, it's a chance, I guess we all have that inner voice that we hopefully don't use it a lot. So when you're, you know, when you want to smack a bitch, but you really, you can't, and I don't mean smack a woman, you know what I mean?
I mean, I know what you're saying.
Yeah. God, don't cancel me, people. Don't come after me. but you know, when you play the bad guys, you just get to let it out. You just get to let all that out. And most bad, like horror films, we're always laughing anyway. Like after every take, we start laughing because it's so ludicrous sometimes. You know, we're like killing someone or eating them or something. It's just, I don't know. It's ridiculous. It's funny. I don't even watch those kind of movies. I mean, as a kid, I loved the horror films. Mm-hmm. But now as an adult, it's not really my genre. So a lot of my films, I've never even seen a lot of them.
So what is your go-to genre right now for you, for as a fan of watching movies or television shows? What is your go-to?
Yeah, see, I'm still a fan of the old-fashioned, like, character-driven movies. Like, I like even, this is a shameless plug. It fits right into Fall, but like in the movie Fall that I'm in right now, the two lead girls, it's a whole movie about a relationship between these two girls. And even though they're stuck on this tower and there's all this action stuff, I miss the days of just people talking to each other, you know, having like everything's the Marvel movie, everything's the concept movie. I mean, don't get me wrong, I want to be in those movies. I don't necessarily want to watch them, you know. So it's like I miss the real indie world. You know, the indie film world has kind of dried up now. It's really kind of gone. I mean, it's you kind of, my business now is sort of like the have and the have nots. It's the $35 million films and the low budget, take it or leave it. And the middle class actor is kind of gone. Mm-hmm. It's not a lot of that anymore. So thank God for television, because that's where all the great work is. More so. And that's why, like with Fall, I'll be honest with you. Mm-hmm. We shot the first part of this in 2020, right at the beginning of the pandemic. It was my first job. And then we reshot scenes a year later. It's an example to everyone, all the actors listening. You know, you never know what kind of movies that you're shooting. I didn't even know if this would ever come out. I thought it was a low budget indie film. Who knew it was going to be Lionsgate? It was actually going to be a summer release in the theaters. You just never know. I mean, you don't approach your work any differently, but that's just an example of how it's just rare to have a film even in the theaters now at all.
It is. It is. And yeah. You know what, Jasper? And I'm going to put it to you like this. I think that's where a lot of people in this industry mess up at. They feel that, oh, it's not Marvel. Lionsgate didn't pick it up. It's not MGM. It's not none of this. I don't want to do it. They're scared to take their steps to make it where they need to in life. And they want to jump directly straight to the top. But how many times are we going to see in this industry, oh, this is the next, and what I mean by next, the next Marvel, the next DC, the next horror, the next this, the next that. I'm not, and I know people worldwide is watching this, and I'm not knocking this out, but how many Scream movies are we going to put out from the 90s up to now?
Yeah.
I mean, yes, popular name, popular movie, but dude, why we keep doing the next? Why we keep doing this? Bring something new. This is a chance for everyone to make something new, to come into this world, to make it on their own, in their own name. Be yourself. Create something new. You're right. That middle gap is gone. It's your Marvel, or you're down here where you can say, hey, everybody, look at my movie that I made, and you're standing on the streets and handing out DVD copies.
Right. I mean, the great thing, I mean, it's weird because, you know, everything goes to streamers now and but I just want people to understand, we all love the streamers, but as actors, we don't get paid yet any residuals on streamers. So when you see Hulu, Netflix, all those channels, we're not getting residuals like we do on cable and television. They haven't quite figured that out yet.
Right.
So, it's great to get the work. There's so many great places and platforms for work, but no one's getting rich doing it, which is, listen, we're overpaid. We're well paid anyway. I'm not complaining about that. But it's just, no matter, like any business you're in, it's relative to what business you're in. So, you know.
That's true.
But I tell the young, you know, young actors, they don't know anything different. So this is all they know. And I don't ever want to be that old guy, you know, that get off my lawn guy, like, like back in the day, you know, when I used to do blah, blah, blah. So, cause I always say, if the moment I'm not having fun doing this anymore, I should really leave, because nobody wants that person on the set.
You're right. You're
just
right.
Bitter and angry and jaded, and
now talking about that, being on set to my leaving and everything, you haven't left this business. You still got a lot to do, Jasper, and that's what I want to talk about next. For the people that have not seen this show, BET Family Business, can you tell them about this show, what the show is about, and what hand you have into this show?
Yeah, so Family Business stars the OG Ernie Hudson in a dramatic role. It's so great to see Ernie getting to be a really badass, because we all know him from all his Ghostbusters. And, you know, we think of Ernie as like more funny kind of guy. So he, the Duncan family, his family, by day, they own a very prestigious, exotic car dealership in New York. It's very respected, you know, very wealthy, beautiful wife, the kids. But by night, they're actually drug cartel, drug dealers, international drug cartel family. And so it's, on one hand, it's great to see this African-American family that's affluent and very dynasty-esque, you know, that kind of thing. Of course, there's drama within the kids and all that. So you've got a little bit of the soap opera and then their underbelly. And so I play Corey Black, who is the head of a Pittsburgh biker gang. Ernie Hudson's LC has a council of men, and we're all drug dealers from different. There's the Jewish representative, the Muslim, the Aryan nations. There's me, and we work for and with him. And I've introduced a new drug last season, in season 3, to the whole process, which does not go over well with Mr. Duncan. And Ernie and I, LC and I, have been at odds for most of season 3. And then when I come back in season 4, we kind of pick that up. And so you get a lot of the action. So you've got sort of the soap opera-esque and all the action. And Darren Henson is amazing in it. Miguel Nunez Jr., Tammy Roman, Lisa Ray McCoy. There's, you know, this is great because I feel like I'm a little of the diversity within, you know, I'm a little bit of the, right, the white drops in the African American show, which is, I love it. I mean, it's great to be with this talent. There's Hispanic. It's sort of like a Benetton ad. Asian. There's all of us in this one show, and it looks amazing. The production values. BET put a lot of money into the series, so it's the kind of where I want my career to continue. I really want to be. I'd like to be third, fourth, fifth banana on one of these drama police procedurals, playing like an undercover cop, mm-hmm. where I get to go undercover and play the roles that I normally play, homeless, drug addict, drug dealer, but yet I'm actually a cop. That's something I keep putting out there. All my interviews I'm putting out to the industry, you know, let me end up being an undercover cop on one of these shows. Because I've done the CSIs in a lot of the shows.
Right.
Playing those kind of characters, but now I'd like to combine it into one. Nice. And only work like one day a week, if we could work that in there.
And it will happen. It's coming. When can we see season 4 of Family Business?
September 1st. The new season drops on BT Plus. Season 3 is still airing on cable BET. Right. What they normally do is they run it on the streamer. And then after it's run on the streamer, they put it over to the cable BET, which more people get if they don't subscribe to the streamer. So, so it's okay. It'll, a lot of Family Business out there.
Ladies and gentlemen worldwide is watching right now. Make sure you do catch Family Business season 4, BET Plus. Make sure you catch this. You want to make sure you catch Jasper and everything that he's doing also. Big season coming up. Make sure you watch it. If you have not watched it yet, go to BET, catch up with seasons 1 through 3, September the 1st, new episode, season 4. Make sure you catch up on it. Now, here's another thing I want to talk to you about, Jasper, real quick. You're in this highly anticipated thriller that's coming out. It's called Fall, and it's been picked up on Lionsgate. You talked about it a little bit. Tell us about your character on Fall, and what can we expect?
Well, Fall is, it's riveting. I saw it. We actually opened 2 weekends ago. I think the movie costs like $2 million to make. It's already made like $6 million. So it's becoming a little summer sleeper. There's only 6 actors in the whole movie. And the 90% of the movie is carried by Jenny and Grace, these two amazing actresses. It's really about this couple that are rock climbers. And something happens and the wife is panicked and can't do it anymore. So her girlfriend invites her on this trip. They're going to overcome her fears and climb again. And they decide to climb this huge 3,000 foot tower. And that's where the journey begins. I play one of those kind of characters. If I can't say a lot because
I'm
saying too much, I'll give it away. But just let's just say that my character, Steve, comes into the movie at a time when you're hoping he's going to help and going to be there and save the day. And if you know what kind of characters I play, I'm not sure how that works out for them, but I have an amazing pit bull named, well, his real name is Archer. I have my own pit bull, Parker, in the movie. And so it was great to work with this dog, because you always hear don't work with kids and don't work with dogs, but I like working with kids and dogs. But no, I have to say, I was blown away by the suspense and the fear in this movie with a very simple premise and the filming. And if you have a fear of heights, get ready, because this is going to blow your mind. It is like unbelievable.
When does this movie drop? When can we see it?
Oh, it's out. It came out 2 weekends ago. It came out August 12th. Yeah, and I'm sure if it's not, it was in a limited release, but I know it'll be coming right to Netflix or somewhere soon. I was surprised. Okay. A lot of times they do they do both. They'll do the theater and the streamer at the same time, but Lionsgate let this come out in the summer, and I guess they're going to let it play out and then go to streamers. More people will get to see it, obviously, on streamers.
Nice. Ladies and gentlemen, make sure you do go check out the movie Fall. It's out now. You heard them. You heard Jasper. Go watch it now. That's something you don't want to miss. So make sure you check out Fall. Make sure you check out his character. I'm excited. I'm about to go watch this movie. I want to see it myself now. I've been wanting to see it, but now hearing about
if you see it on the big screen, it really is powerful.
Jasper, you're in a new web series, man. It's out. It's called Kombucha Cure. Can you tell everybody about it?
Yeah, Kombucha Cure. I'm really excited about this. It was originally shot as a movie. We shot February of 2020, right before the pandemic. And then, of course, everything happened. So the film kind of sat there for a year and a half. And so I'm one of the producers on the movie as well, and co-star is Theo. So we came together and we realized that it had a real TV feel to it. So we ended up editing it into 6 half-hour digital episodes. And it actually, I think, is going to play better as a series. It's about this quirky little town in Northern California, kind of very Northern exposure. If anyone remembers that show in Alaska set back in the 90s, we kind of take on big pharma and insurance companies. It's kind of a Robin Hood-esque story. It stars Denise Boutte and Tamara Braun and Robert Craighead and some really amazing actors and actresses. And it's going to be on Amazon Prime toward the end of the year, toward fall. And it's got a lot of heart to it. It's a dramedy, so it's funny, but it's got pretty great message. And our director is female Korean, and she's an oncologist. So it really comes. She comes from the world, and her husband, the co-writer, they're both two of the nation's leading oncologists. And so they've written this from a real point of view of what it's like to work in the medical field, dealing with insurance companies. And my character Theo is this really funny veteran. He has a pet pig. He's quirky. He's not a serial killer. He's not a bad guy. So I hope to play more of those kind of fun parts coming up.
Now, Jasper, I gotta ask, does it feel funny playing this type of role? Because like you said, you're a bad guy. You're villain number one. That's what you've been. Does it feel funny playing this role?
Well, it feels I'm come full circle back to where I thought I was going to be in my 20s, playing these more quirky kind of funny, quirky characters, which it was a blessing to just laugh and, not be bloody and have all the fake blood on me and all that stuff. So I don't know what season 2, who knows? Theo may lose his damn mind and, become a serial killer. You never know.
Well, I'm wondering, is it really Theo or is it going to be Jasper losing his damn mind? You probably would say, you'd be like, damn it, another one. Again?
I snapped. He snapped again.
I love it. I love it. Ladies and gentlemen worldwide, make sure you do go watch Kombucha Core when it does. Cure, excuse me. Why I want to say core? Cure. Okay. When it comes out. So make sure you do check it out. Tell them one more time, Jasper, how they can catch this.
It's going to be first on Amazon Prime, and then probably on some other platforms from there. So, but definitely there's going to be a big press kickoff, and everyone can go always. They can always go to jaspercole.com, and all my stuff is there, so they can follow, you know, follow what's happening. There'll be social media pages for the series, and a lot of good stuff like that.
Nice, nice. Make sure you catch us on Amazon Prime. Make sure you catch it everywhere you can. You want to make sure you catch up on this show. This could be a great show. You will see Jasper outside of his role of what he usually do, but it's his role that he originated what he wanted to do in his 20s. So you will catch him in his natural state, I guess you can call it.
My natural habitat.
There you go. There you go. So make sure you do catch his people. This could be something that you do want to watch. Now, Jasper, for, like I said, for the people that's been living under a rock, can you tell them some other television shows that you actually have been part of in movies?
Oh, yeah, gosh. Well, I'm in my almost 35th year of showbiz, so there's a lot. More in the more recent years, I've done Brooklyn Nine-Nine and CSI and The Forgotten, and I reoccurred on Everybody Hates Chris. I just did The Rookie. Probably the biggest film I've done is MacGruber, which was the Saturday Night Live film back in 2010, 2011. Zeke Plachet, I'm probably best known for that, playing Val Kilmer's sidekick. But I've been blessed. I mean, I think I have like 120 TV and film credits. But, you know, back to what I was saying earlier, a lot of that time in my early years, I was not in the moment. I was not living the moment. I was on to the next thing. So I do regret that I don't have, I can't say I was always in the moment, you know, but in the last 20 years, I've been in the moment, and I can enjoy the moments. But looking back on Married with Children and a lot of those early credits, I was just hustling to the next one. You know, this one's not good enough. I got to get to the next one. And now I can look back and realize how blessed I really was just to be working.
And that's what I was going to ask you. Do you ever have a flashback of yourself about what you have done, where you started up to now? I know we talked about it earlier in the show, but do you ever sit back and just say, man, I was really on this show, or man, I really did this in my career? And do you ever be amazed at what you have done?
Well, I mean, I guess I should be. I am proud of what I've done. I mean, I think it's very weird, you know, because I created Jasper Cole. Like, Jasper was, that's not my born name. Right. And so I joined the union. So in many ways, Jasper, not without sounding psychotic, you know, Jasper was my career. And then there's been my real life. So yeah, I now at 58 years old appreciate what I've done, and I feel like I've got bigger stuff coming, better, I mean, even more stuff coming. The beauty of being an actor, you know, we can just drop dead on set at 95, or, you know, we don't have to retire at 65 or whatever. We can keep working, especially character actors. The craggier looking I get, the older looking I get, the more work I get. So, you know, here's to more sun damage.
Well, you are in LA. So, I mean,
you know, you got to make lemonade out of lemons, right?
That's true. That's very true. Yeah. Now, that's what I'm talking about, Jasper. Now, you did mention your website earlier. Can you tell everybody also what is the best way for everyone to follow you on social media so they can keep up with what you're doing?
Oh, yeah. So I'm pretty much Twitter and Instagram is at Jasper Cole Says, S-A-Y-S. I have a Facebook page. I have a fan page. I have a podcast. I'm in my 11th year, One-on-One with Jasper Cole. That there's a page for that. But like I said, if you go on jaspercole.com, there's there's links for all that stuff. And that's probably the easiest way. That's, people can connect with me. I have a consulting service on there. If there are people in the business that want to reach out and have me, you know, advise them on things. Cause I'm, you know, I've been a manager for 20 years. I have about 30 clients that I manage. So I've got my hand in a lot of different areas of the business.
That's what I'm talking about. Everybody, if you haven't, make sure you go to jaspercole.com, catch up with everything that he has done. If you're trying to get into the industry, he says he's a, he used to be a manager. He's, well, he still is. Basically, he's got 35
clients.
That's what I'm saying. You still are. I mean, come on. Guys, if you're trying to
If I'm not working, I have to pimp everybody else out for that 10%, right? Got to get the coin.
Pimping ain't easy.
It's hard out here for a hoe.
I love it. I love it. You never know what you will hear right here on the Bit Scoop with Coop. That's what I'm talking about. Yes. So make sure, all seriousness, make sure you do go check out his website. Check out what he's done in the past. Check out what he's doing now. If you're looking for a manager, hit him up. You never know what he can do. His hands stir the pot. He is in some of everywhere. In some of everything that he can touch. So make sure you get up with Jasper. Make sure you do it. Now, Jasper, what is the best... What advice would you give any male or female that wants to become a successful actor or actress in this industry?
Well, I usually say, first of all, get a good psychiatrist or a therapist, because, you know, all actors always want to get an agent or a manager. And I'm like, you know what? You better start with a therapist, because you're going to need it. And that your manager or agent is not your therapist. But anyway, but I do say to people, stay where you are. You know, you don't have to move to New York or LA. You don't have to move to the big cities. Just keep acting as much as you can where you are. Make your own materials, shoot it on your iPhone, go on TikTok, Instagram, take advantage of all the social media. People today have the ability to tell the industry how they should be seen. You know, they can put themselves in their lane early on, where a lot of people my age, we had to fumble around and figure out where we fit in the industry. So I say to actors, if you can decide what your type is, not necessarily maybe not what you want to play, but where you think you're going to be the most successful, get in that lane and really go for it and market yourself that way. Tell the industry how they should see you and do your own material, do your own work, and just it, if you can do anything else and be happy, you should go do it, because it's not easy. Now, for some people it is, you know, for some people it's instant. But trust me, you either struggle in the beginning, or you struggle in the middle, or you struggle in the end. You know, there is few people in this business or in life just get a steady like this. So you got to know how to survive the downtime.
Ladies and gentlemen, that was deep, and he is not lying. Do not think that you will get into this business and go just like this and go just like this for the rest of your career. It doesn't go down like that. You will be doing this. So be prepared for the ride. Definitely be prepared for that ride. Now, Jasper, last segment of the show, man. It's called Take the Floor. Now, you have up to 2 minutes to say whatever you want. No questions asked. Jasper Cole, take the floor.
All right. So last election season, I lost my damn mind. If you followed me on social media, I was obsessed with the election. I was obsessed with Trump versus everybody else. So I've told everyone this coming up now, you won't be seeing that from me. I really want to tell people, first of all, we have all got to learn how to just get along. We can't have this two Americas right now. It's ridiculous. You know, I'm from the deep South. There's stereotypes about the South that aren't real. There's stereotypes about the West that aren't real. I mean, I without sounding so kumbaya, I just know that most people, we're pretty much more alike than we're different. You know, most of us are somewhere in the middle, whether you're liberal, conservative. I think we all want most of the same things in life. And so I'm just trying to let people know, you know, we got to get along. We got to accept people. I don't know. I think the the radicals on both sides are in the minority, not the majority. And so I hope that this time around and going forward, we can all just give each other some slack and come together as America used to. You know, we, after 9/11, look what we did. And this division in this country has got to stop. So that's my plea to everyone listening, to just everyone try to get along, and let's not let politics. I mean, I had family members that we fought, and friends, I lost friends, and, you know, we just can't lose our damn minds anymore over it.
I love it. And that's deep, and that's 100% true. I do agree with you on that, Jasper. Everybody, we need to come as one common goal, man. We're living life. You don't know when the next day is that you're going to drop. I'm just being real right now. You don't know. So you're right, Jasper. Everybody do needs to come together and be one America. I agree with that. I definitely agree with that. Ladies and gentlemen, once again, make sure you check out BET Family Business. Make sure you go to jaspercole.com to catch up on everything that he is doing. You want that consulting agency, you know what to do. Hit Jasper up. He can try to get you to where you need to get to in this industry. Once again, also, make sure you check out Fall. Make sure you can check out Kombucha Corp. Cure. And why? What is up with Core? Is there something I need to be talking about with Core? I don't know. Just leave me a comment. Let me know. Reach out to me if it's something about Core that I need to know about, because I keep saying the word Core instead of Cure. So make sure you do check out everything that
we might should just go ahead and change the name now. You should just change it to Kombucha Core.
No, your producers, directors, and filmmakers are not going to kill me over that. No way. I'm not doing that. So make sure you check out Jasper, everything that he's doing, people. Of course, you know, my next guest on the Bit Scoop with Coop, my next guest is, you know, I never announce my next guest. You got to make sure you check out the show. Keep in contact with me to find out who it's going to be. So everyone, have a great day. Once again, check out Fall. I'm not going to repeat myself. You heard on this interview. All right, people, on the next time on the Bit Scoop with Coop.